Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches, or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Here, Bruce. Come on. Brucey baby, Mama's home.
Birdie, who the heck are you talking to?
I'm practicing for when I get my pet.
Ugh, not again. The whole ride home from the airport. Can I get a pet? Why can't I get a pet? I want a pet!
Well, excuse me for living, but if you get to be a superhero holiday...
Not a superhero.
And Cyrus gets to intern at Whittier...
Yeah, that's never happening.
I should be able to get a pet.
You really think adding a dog or a cat to the family is a good idea now, Bird?
Bird. I'll take a bird. Anything that breathes.
Listen, I know we're all exhausted, but there's something we still need to discuss. Once Cyrus's blood results show he isn't a Whittier lab experiment, what are we going to tell Casey?
We don't have to worry about that, Dad.
I imagine with everything she already knows, she'll assume it's either Holiday or Birdie.
I really think we can just drop it.
Why do you say that, Cyrus?
And how come you look so guilty?
I don't look guilty, Birdie.
You kinda do.
I just don't think we need to worry, that's all.
You told her!
Okay, I realize this was not part of the plan.
Ratting me out to a Whittier spy? No, never signed off on that.
But Casey couldn't believe you guys wanted me to hand over my blood to Whittier. I had to tell her the truth so she wouldn't think you were monsters.
Do you realize that they're probably grilling her right now? She could be telling them everything!
She won't do that. Casey's on our side. Holiday, you trust her. And Mom just said she'd probably figure out it was you.
We've been hiding Holiday's true identity for over a year now, and you just blurted it out to the enemy.
I didn't blurt it. She guessed, and she's not the enemy.
Even if Casey wants to keep this secret, what if they make her talk? She's a 13-year-old girl. What happens if you two get in a fight and she's feeling vindictive?
Well, Dad, that's kind of sexist. Boys are just as emotional. I mean, Casey smiled at Cyrus and he blabbed everything.
Is that really what you think happened, Holiday?
Yeah, I really do.
Please, all right, guys, let's take a step back. Casey could have sold us out to Whittier weeks ago, but she didn't. Still no helicopter or vans. I think Cyrus is right to trust her.
This is not just about Casey, Monica. You know better than anyone what Whittier is capable of.
Time out. I normally love a good fight, but I can see this is gonna go on a while, and I'm seriously wiped. Mind if I go to bed?
Great idea, Bird. I'll tuck you in. Come on.
How come you always take Cyrus's side, Mom?
I don't always take Cyrus's side. I just think you should try seeing this from his perspective.
What about him seeing it from my perspective? Or does that only apply to the biological Anders kids?
Holiday!
She didn't mean it, Mom. Tell her you didn't mean it, Halls.
I'm going to bed.
Holiday, wait!
No! I fell off a roof tonight. I could have died. My hoverboard stopped helping me and my brother betrayed me for a girl he knows is sketchy. I don't want to hear anything you have to say, Cyrus.
Oh, Cyrus.
She hates me right now, Mom, but I'm going to fix this. I know exactly what to do. Hey, Javi. I'm sorry to see Holiday put you back out here in the garage. And, sorry I took out your brain. I needed it to help win that competition, and it worked. We won, thanks to you. But now we'll put you back together, and when Holiday wakes up in the morning, everything will be the way it was. Let's just pop this off.
What are you doing?
Holiday!
Why is my hoverboard in pieces?
Funny story.
Talk, Cyrus. Now!
So I kind of sort of took the AI CPU out and put it into Hermione, and that's how we won the competition.
You what?
But I'm putting it back now. Hovey will be as good as new.
You're the reason Hovey didn't save me on the roof? I almost died, you jerk.
No, you didn't.
Whatever. I swear, ever since you met Casey, it's like someone took out your brain.
I only wanted to win the stupid contest so I could get inside Whittier Labs to help you. Everything, all of this has been about protecting you. Doesn't that mean anything?
Some protection. You told Casey who I am and you destroyed Hovey. If I had fallen to my death tonight, it would have been your fault, Cyrus. Do you even care about that, or are you just so...
Holiday? What happened? Did you just faint? Holiday, are you okay? Can you hear me? Wake up, Holiday! Holiday? Please wake up!
Hi, my name is Mike Crane, and I play James in 6 minutes. For more great adventures, head over to gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual, and best of all, you can turn on captions! And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.
Hi, I'm Amy.
I'm Oded.
I'm Ethan.
I'm Alma.
And we're a GZM family.
Join us and listen to 4th and Inches.
Here we go, brownies.
Do you wish this was you? Go to gzmshows.com/shoutout to learn more, and you may hear your GZM family at the end of a podcast. Let your voice be heard at gzmshows.com/shoutout.